Lovely, yeah. It's nice to finish with a birdie in front of the crowd around the last hole there. But no, I mean, it's been a great day. The weather's been fantastic, and I don't know, the golf was good. Playing with Dylan Fratelli, who's a fantastic guy as well, and a great golfer, of course. So yeah, I really enjoyed the experience. My first pro-am ever, so I was a bit nervous at the start, but no, I enjoyed it out there.
How many birdies did you get?
I don't know, actually. Just the scorecard man's left the building, so I don't know where he's gone, but we're going to go back to the hut.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know, maybe. We're going to go back to the hut now and add them up, so hopefully you don't need a calculator for that. But no, I mean, it's been a great day, as I say. You can see so many people turned out as well, I'm sure, over the weekend. Is when the real business end starts, there'll be a big crowd here. And you know, as I say, the Ballyliffin, the course and the facilities are phenomenal. And, you know, the job they've all done to get it up to here is brilliant.
Yeah, and you're a golf fan as well. What players do you follow? Who were the standout guys for you that you would keep an eye on?
Well, the obvious ones would be obviously Woods and McIlroy and people like that. And now that we play with Dylan Fratelli today, and a lot of people might not have heard of him, and you know, but watching him play today, he's a very clever golfer. He thinks his shots, and you know, we're sort of saying together, my brother was in the caddy and stuff, and a few of my mates followed me around. We're saying we might put a fiver on Dylan, because he struck the ball ever so well today, and you know, he's a fantastic young up and coming golfer. He's only 28, and he's got a big future.
You're a great ambassador for the county. This is a fantastic advertisement here today for Donegal, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when it starts getting viewed across the world and millions watching, they'll be thinking it's like Donegal, I guess, every day. So, nah, it's unbelievable, the weather. You can see everyone's here enjoying themselves, and you know, with the beach in the background and the scenery here is second to none. And you know, we're slightly biased because we're from Donegal, but it's for me the best beautiful county in Ireland. You know, it's such beautiful scenery. I played Port Salon yesterday to get ready for today, and that's another fantastic course and a beautiful beach as well. And there's so many lovely beaches up and down the coast of Donegal. So, you know, as you say, it's a great advert for Donegal.
Yeah, you're not going to turn pro as a golfer just yet, because you're sticking with the football. You're heading to Derby County. It's another exciting time in your career, is it?
Yeah, it's a big challenge. It's excitement. Yeah, of course, working with Frank and his team, and you know, it's something new. It's a challenge for me, of course, as well. And I've been on the other side of the fence, obviously playing for 25 years, and now I'm going to be one of the coaches, and you know, just getting the trust of the players and stuff, and coaching them, and trying to make them better, and trying to get into the Premier League. That's the aim, of course. And no, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And what about the pundit stuff, the TV work? Are you going to still have a hand in it, or is it full time football again?
Well, it's probably more full time football. Maybe you may see me the odd time, but it's probably a lot more time consuming, the coaching and. Obviously, lots of games in the championship as well, and training most days. You know, so it'll be tight on my time, of course. But I'll still be doing the odd bit of TV, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Just finally, then, who's going to win the World Cup?
Well, I said Brazil before the tournament started, and they're still in the tournament. So I'm going to stick with them. You know, I think they're ticking along nicely. But you know, you see the big teams. Some of the big teams are at home already. They've been knocked out of the World Cup, so it is quite open.
And who's going to win the golf this weekend?
I don't know, McIlroy probably be fair. We've just seen John Rahm going past, the winner from last year. So I don't know, it's a great course. I'm sure all the professionals will enjoy it. It's a fantastic, you know, challenge in the golf as well. And if the wind gets up here as well, it'll be even more challenging. But I don't know, I suppose we'll say Rory McIlroy, one of the sort of local lads, he might have a chance now.